Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our Radio.com Sports NBA insider, Brian Scalabrine. I like to call him famously White Mamba. As always, our insider call is brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Brian, White Mamba, appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Schedule day drops. We all can mark down where I'm going to be every single day for the next 9 months. It's great.
Hey, can I ask him, how you get that name, White Mamba, cuz?
That's Kobe came out, he was the Black Mamba, and I'm the alter ego of Kobe. The only thing we have in common is we both make big shots in the fourth quarter. My Ooh. Team just happened to be up by 20 or down by 20. So you got to have that Mamba mentality in the fourth, and I felt like I delivered.
You got to be
what they wanted.
You got to be ready to take it. You got to be ready to take the ball whenever you get the chance. Brian, Bucks fans are seemingly always into how many national televised games you get, and with if you count NBA TV, 34 nationally televised games for the Milwaukee Bucks this year as the schedule drops today.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to watch Giannis? Why would you not want to watch one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference? The question is only this. Did the Bucks get better from last year, or did Philly improve enough to maybe be the best team in the East? Like, I go around, I talk to NBA people all the time, and everyone's kind of on the fence on this one. They believe Giannis has a lot, you know, more room for growth. You know, he can improve his jump shot, his float game, you know, whatever it may be. But they think Philly is a team that really could really improve since they added Al Horford. Now they have multiple guys that can guard Giannis. So I think it's going to be a two-horse race in the Eastern Conference. Funny how we're not even mentioning Toronto because of the loss of Kawhi Leonard, but both those teams are going to be fun. I got those games definitely circled on my calendar.
Well, what about Kemba Walker to the Celtics and what that does for them?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, like, our guards are going to be great. Like, I think Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, those guys are going to develop. I think internal growth, Marcus Smart will be a guy that I think he'll show more improvement from last year. The question is, when you have a guy like Al Horford, and you guys are dynamic. You could play, you have Giannis that could play the four or the five. Al Horford could play the four or the five. When you have guys like that, it's hard to replace those guys. Guys that can shoot 40% from three, switch out onto a point guard, still rebound the basketball, play point on the offensive end if you need to. Offensive versatility is the name of the game. I think they're really going to miss Al Horford, though.
Hey, when you talk about this schedule coming out, and from a fan perspective, being a Bucks fan all my life, Bucks never got on TNT, hardly ever. And now they're on TNT, you know, 10 times this year, one of seven teams to be on TNT 10 times. And as former NFL players here in the studio, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, you know, it was always a big deal to them back in the day to be on Monday Night Football, or now more recently, Sunday Night Football. Is it a big deal to players to play on those TNT games?
Yeah, no question about it. And most of the time, they're not picking bad matchups. They're usually, you know, pretty good matchups against, you know, marquee opponents. So you're going to have to bring your A game. A lot of people are judged on that, nationally televised. A lot of guys really like it when they're playing in a game and their shoe drops. So all of a sudden now, they're while you're watching the game, you're seeing the new freak from Nike come out and his new commercial that's coming out, or a new all-star colorway. So guys really like when they're, you know, their families are watching them play and they're watching their commercials. They feel like they've really made it.
But don't you think that the Bucks, I mean, and maybe we're, you know, probably biased, but I mean, I look at their team and we look at the TNT schedule. I think they should be one of the leading teams to have the most games on TNT. I mean, you figure they should be favored. I mean, because Kawhi is gone, they should be favored to win the East.
So I think Philly is a big team that they're going to have to worry
about. Come on, Brian, really?
You're not. I mean, here's the thing. Ben Simmons will improve. Embiid, after taking that L and sobbing as he's leaving the court, and you haven't seen him out there on Instagram or Twitter as much.
No,
he's not doing all that clowning stuff that he used to do, making fun of guys and getting. Those are the things that make a player. When they lose, they grow, and I think Embiid has the talent. But you know, he was eating, you know, Dairy Queen and got sick. You know, missed two games during the playoff series because he wasn't serious about his diet. If Embiid comes back and he's serious about winning, and he's serious about, you know, his approach to the game, which I think Al Horford will help him with that, then all of a sudden Philly has a really good team. They got a lot of guys. Now, the Bucks have a team that could be good for years to come. Philly's window, to me, with Al Horford is about 2 years. You know, Ben Simmons, he's going to get better. He still has to prove that he could shoot. But I look at Philly as a team to beat right now in the East.
What? Wait. What'd you just say?
Let him finish.
Philly is a team to beat in the East.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a drop.
Tell me why, Brian.
Only because of internal growth. Like if they have a better starting lineup than the Milwaukee Bucks starting lineup. If you had to match up the two and you just started going across the board, Philly would have a better. Now the Bucks might have a deeper bench,
right?
But Philly has a better starting unit, and usually the best starting unit is a team that's going to win in the playoffs.
Our radio.com sports NBA insider Brian Scalabrine joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, anyway. The Fan.
I'd say if he was eating more Wendy's, he would be in better shape, good, nice and fresh, instead of stuff just sitting up under my light. This is what I want to get to. I'm about shooters. The NBA, to me, I see some guys, Brian, I say, these guys can't make an open shot. So I get excited about shooters when I see that. But I want to talk about Giannis and Ben Simmons, two people that get their points different ways. And I think a lot of people have been saying these guys need to improve to be outside shooters. Now, me and Gary disagree about Giannis. I say I want him to continue doing what he's doing. Now, that goes against what I believe, because I believe that in Budenholzer's system, he wants you to take a lot of threes. But Giannis gets it done his way. So if he does not develop this great shot from the elbow or three-pointer, I'm not overly upset about it. I want him to continue just doing what he does.
I'm with you. I don't think it's a big deal that he doesn't shoot the ball. He's so good at getting to the rim. But let's use the Giannis and Ben Simmons comparison. Mm-hmm. The one thing about Giannis is he's not afraid to get fouled. So he goes to the basket. He has no problem taking 18, 19 free throws. Ben Simmons, on the other hand, now I don't know what he's been doing in the offseason, and I don't have a problem with Ben Simmons not shooting. But there are times in the game, especially late, where Ben Simmons is afraid to get fouled. He does not want to go to the free throw line. Giannis has not shown that. So if I was Budenholzer or if I was Brent Brown, I want my guys going hard to the basket. The hardest thing in the NBA to defend is guys getting downhill, guys cracking that free throw line, especially both those guys who can really pass the ball. But the big advantage to Giannis is he draws so many fouls, where Ben Simmons, I think he's a little afraid to go there. So big advantage for Giannis. I know people like to compare the two, but in my mind right now, there's no comparison. Giannis is by far a superior player to Ben Simmons just because he simply is not afraid of getting fouled.
Now, another thing we disagree with, a lot of people, maybe the fan base, I didn't have a problem with him playing this summer with the Greek guys. I don't have a problem with it. I want to see him as much as possible. A lot of people may not have wanted him to do that. Where do you come down with guys playing more basketball in the summer rather than just getting some rest?
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it. I think a lot of guys have really grown from playing in the offseason. And look at going back to the Dream Team. Charles Barkley, who always had rest in the offseason until they had the 92 Dream Team, and then he followed that season with an MVP. So it can really help guys. I know a lot of guys have been bailing out, which is kind of a head-scratcher to me. Like, I'm talking non-names bailing out and not wanting to play, you know, for 4 or 5 weeks in China to develop and be around some of the best coaches, best players. I don't really understand that. But, you know, I think teams nowadays with their load management and everything like that, teams are really cautious about their players just wearing out too much. But I'm a big fan of it. I also look at, in Washington, Rui Hachimura is a guy who's sort of like the face of Japanese basketball. And they're going to go to the Olympics no matter what because it's the host country next year. I think he'll really develop. And I think Giannis will also really develop from that. They're asked to do so much for these teams when they're the face of the franchise. So it's a huge advantage. It makes me think like Giannis is the type of guy that he's not going to blink when the season comes around and he's going to go out there and still continue to grow, get better, and still dominate.
Bucks open up against the Rockets, which means Westbrook and James Harden. How do you see that duo playing out going forward this year?
Yeah, really good in the regular season. I know a lot of people are talking about the idea that how they're going to be able to play on the same court together. It's 100 possessions in a game. I mean, if James Harden took 30 shots and Russell took 20 shots, that's a ton. There's still 50 more possessions where other guys can get theirs and get open shots. So I think they'll be fine. I just think the West is so hard and so difficult. There's so many good teams. There's probably 10 to 12 really good teams. A lot of those teams would make the playoffs in the East, and they're going to be on the outside looking in just because it's the Western Conference. So I think they'll be good in the regular season, have a decent record, but it'd be hard for them to win the first-round matchup.
Brian, out of the guys that moved this year, and there were so many former All-Stars to change teams in this free agency period, it was wild. Which one of them do you see being on another new team first? For me, the toughest, the head-scratcher was Jimmy Butler in Miami, but that just seems like a good way to finish out the career and retire down in South Beach.
Yeah, I think D'Angelo Russell. So you're asking me the question, what guy will move from the team they just signed with to another team?
To another team first.
Yeah, probably D'Angelo Russell, like with the whole Klay Thompson thing. Klay Thompson's out, but when Klay Thompson comes back, you don't want $110 million tied up into three guards and not have that many front court players. So I can see D'Angelo Russell being that trade piece. Think of a guy like in Orlando, Aaron Gordon, a versatile wing. I can see Golden State looking to go out there and get versatile wings. They have a $29 million slot with that D'Angelo Russell contract. And when Klay Thompson comes back, his trade value will be at the highest it possibly can with Russell. I think they'll move him and make another run at it the following year.
Let me ask this question, because you talked about the Bucks a little bit and you talked about Philly maybe your favorite. If you look at the Bucks starting five, they gave Middleton a bunch of money. They gave Bledsoe a bunch of money. Did you think the Bucks really had to do that with the Middleton contract, or should they have done something different?
Yeah, I it's hard to really know what he was getting out there, because everyone thought that the Bucks were going to pay him. No one really had him on the radar. Which, if there was some chance,
because he got the max.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, with no rumors that he was going to go to New York, it seems like Bucks were going to pay him no matter what. So, just think of it this way. What, you're going to give him a $10 million discount? What is that? They're already over the cap. What is that $2 million a year going to do for the Bucks? They won't have any more cap space by doing that. It's not a hard cap. It's sort of a soft cap. So, in that situation, they kind of had to pay him. I look at it like that.
So how are they going to win it then? I mean, you look at Bledsoe, you look at Middleton, look at Giannis. I mean, and pretty much what you said about Philly is why you're picking them. A lot of people think they just don't have enough talent around Giannis to do it. But although they're paying Middleton and Bledsoe that kind of money that these other guys are getting.
Sure. I mean, just internal growth would be their way. Like, they got the other Lopez brother, and they're looking to improve. I think losing Mirotic, I think losing Malcolm Brogdon is going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't think that. A lot of people say, hey, we can have Brogdon or we can have George Hill. I look at it like you need Brogdon and you need George Hill if you're trying to win a championship. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to shortchange Giannis, because I'm one of those people that believe when he said, I'm only 60% of what I can be. I'm one of the guys that do believe that.
I believe that he
can continue to get better. He, of any growth in the NBA, for a guy to win MVP and not even be scratching the surface of how good he is, he does have to grow internally. The Bucks in general, Bledsoe has to be better. He can't be taking those terrible shots that he took in that Toronto series if they're going to win. But, you know, I'm kind of betting that they're going to be the same, except for Giannis will be a little bit better, but they'll really miss Mirotić and they'll really miss Brogdon.
Brian, final thing, I got to ask you, who's the best team in Los Angeles?
Oh, the Clippers all day. I'm interested. I think the biggest thing is I want to see what LeBron is like this year. Father Time beats everybody, undefeated. Is this the year, or is it next year, or is it this regular season, but he's going to be awesome in the playoffs? Because the last 3 or 4 years, he kind of has been coasting, as you heard David Griffin talk about in an SI article. He's been coasting. You know, has a lot of interest. Is LeBron going to be like Zero Dark 30, as he calls it, when he gets locked in? I don't know, but I'm really interested in seeing that.
Brian, appreciate the time. That was our Radio.com Sports Insider, Brian Scalabrini, otherwise known as the White Mamba. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Brian, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, bud.
You got it, guys. See ya. Yeah.
Brian Scalabrini joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Sight and Sound Solutions. Time is running out for this great deal that they're offering up, so make sure to take advantage of it right now. Our guy Al has got a great deal. AT&T and DirecTV. Can't come up with a better combo. TV and internet for as low as $85 a month. You get the choice package with DirecTV. That includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. Favorite baseball, basketball teams to watch there. NFL Sunday Ticket for this upcoming football season. If you're a fantasy football player, it's a no-brainer. You have to have NFL Sunday Ticket. Get the red zone. Get the whole deal. No charge for this upcoming football season for you. And $200 in Visa cards. Good anywhere Visa is accepted. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now at Sight & Sound Solutions. That's right. Sight & Sound Solutions now offers you U-verse bundle. The new AT&T Fiber Internet. AT&T wireless phones, if you want it, they got it. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, Al might be able to help you out with that too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number? Talk to the local guy that's been doing this stuff for over 15 years and really, really provides the best customer service you're going to get. Far better than probably you're going to get with a 1-800 number. Sight and Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call them today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket. I'll make renews to your season. Prevailing rain. Let's cancel prior to start of the season. It's like near national games. Exclude remote access to one game at a time. Date charges may apply. Call for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.